The government of South Sudan and the non-profit group African Parks Network signed a 10-year agreement to manage Boma and Badinglo National Park in August 2022. Major Boutros Simon is the acting park warden from the South Sudan Ministry of Wildlife and Tourism. He says the park will be accessible to the public once some issues are addressed.
One of the challenges that we are facing is the issue of insecurity. Insecurity still exists, and also proliferation of arms in the hand of the local community. Many spread of guns everywhere. You'll find guns everywhere with the local communities. This is one of the issues. And also there is a concern, and this is, I don't know how we can settle it, but of course with the government, help of government and the community, we will be able to manage it. And you will see that there is a fast growing of people, population, that are encroaching inside the park. So this is the work we have to do together, because nowadays, I don't know what is the problem, but we see that people are encroaching inside the park. They are settling inside the park. So this is the major concern that we are still working on it.
Liwaya David is the site manager for the African Park in Lafon Village. He says they have been training the youth in Lafon County as scouts to protect the animals for tourism opportunities. He says the training helps give younger people a new way to look at wildlife.
The challenges is now the attitude, because it is like a culture thing that they were born with. They know that they used to hunt. They don't know the importance of the animal before, and they were nothing like awareness created. So the challenge is now the attitude that they look toward the animal is like something which is not important to them. It's something usual for them, like to eat or to sell those wildlife out. But if we put more effort to continue creating awareness to them, they will understand. Like the Puristan, the result that we give to them all the time about the wildlife is like, okay, we don't have the helper now, we don't have the jephra, we don't have bumpalo disappear, and many species, then they get surprised.
Benson Okwahe Juma is the commander of the rangers who are trained by African Parks Network. Juma says the 38 rangers trained so far are not enough to protect all the wildlife in Lafon County.
Secondly, we also have some challenges, especially from the nearing communities. You know, settlement here is another issue. And then some communities are refugees coming back from their places. And you see they sometimes have access because of the secured situation of the park. They have to come into the park and then build their camps and settle around. So it is one of the challenges, and it is actually an illegal activity.
The Badinglo and Boma National Park makes up nearly 3 million hectares that are home to an abundance of wildlife, including hundreds of thousands of migrating antelopes. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.